Forever Dog.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
I like that name.
Do this. Yeah, the name Yasser?
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's very different than any name I know.
It is?
Maria, Jose, Florencia, you know?
I feel like the amount of people whose names start with Y is sort of a low number for me.
Yeah.
But I don't know why, but this... Okay, it sounds. I feel like I know more than one person named Yasser, but it's not.
It's not. It's impossible. It's
this
impossible.
This is my first.
I feel like I do, but that's not the same as
you
doing.
You honestly sound insane.
Well, guys, we've started recording, and I'm just so happy to welcome to our studio a person Woo. Who I admire very much, and.
And
also,
hold on, no.
As you're a comedian.
Not, don't say admire. Start
and
again.
And I would love just to welcome our one of the funniest.
I want to know
funny
admire.
Men.
I want to know the beef with admire.
I want to know that too. Welcome, please, everybody. Yasser Lester.
Okay.
Welcome. Yasser, it's so good to have you here.
Oh, wow. I can't believe all of you are here.
Yeah, there's a lot of us.
Here's the thing with admire, y'all. Like, I didn't, like, invent the air conditioner. I'm not curing any kind. Like, you
Sorry,
can't.
Sorry, one second. You didn't invent the
moment.
Air conditioner?
And
mute him.
Put him on mute.
But wait.
I thought he was the guy that invented the air conditioner.
But wait, I'm one of those. That must be that other Yasser.
That's why you confuse
us. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like admire. You gotta save admire for like. It ain't me. Like it just ain't me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm
glad we're friends. I'm glad all of us are friends.
But do you not have? Do you not have a friend, that you admire just like casually?
No. Everyone is below me, except for my mom.
Got it.
But you think admire means that I don't think you're below me? I can admire lots of people without thinking that while still believing myself superior.
But I think by very nature of the definition, right? Wouldn't that indicate that they?
Nah, it just means you have qualities that I think are great.
Oh, okay.
You know, Yasser. Like Yasser?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
What's
if
up,
I
Ronnie?
Mispronounce it. Yeah, man, I like that. So I have a question.
Yeah.
When I Googled you, I saw your birth date.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes me very makes me very confused.
Okay.
Because you're a cusp.
That's one of the other problems.
Let's talk about it.
Tell me.
Well, I find the issue to be that on every like chart or whatever I look at, I truly feel like I'm having a stroke.
Sorry. I don't know how loud it is.
It is
for you guys.
So loud.
Okay.
It is? Oh, that's a problem. Okay.
I couldn't tell if it was my headphones or not. And then I was like, am I screaming? No. And then that's when I was like, I'm having a stroke.
I was just like.
For future times, I'll make sure
yeah.
that it's not so loud.
Okay. So tell me more.
Okay, so I feel like on every like chart or you know calendar, I feel like a calendar is very big with that kind of stuff because you have to know the dates.
You
got another date.
A big part of the calendar.
Huge, almost the whole thing.
I feel like every calendar has me like, it's either like the last day of Gemini or the first day of Cancer. More have me as the first day of Cancer.
So, but than, what time were you born?
Like 7:40 p.m.
I like 7:40 p.m. I've never said, heard someone say like and then an exact time like that.
Okay, because it wasn't 7:35 and it wasn't 7:45. So I'm in the middle. So how about this, sweet
I'm
going
to tell you
I'm
what you
between,
are.
I was in between 7:35 and 7:45.
Were you born in Florida?
Yeah.
Okay, me too. Nice to meet
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Jackson Memorial, where you at? Best hospital.
I'm just in Jacksonville, Florida.
This sucks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Alex, what hospital were you born in?
Ugh, Hennepin County.
You're a cancer man.
Sorry.
You're a cancer man, my man.
I was
I'm
born
sorry.
At the hospital in the city that started Black Lives Matter.
Oh, dang, that's wild. And as someone who's like, you know, in it, I'm
right. You're in it.
Really, I congrats.
Yeah.
Okay. This is very creepy. We have very similar fucking charts out, like all together.
Are you sure you're not just looking at yours twice?
I am definitely looking at yours. I'll show you.
Share your screen. Share your screen.
Okay. I'll be bold and do it. Okay. So
it, honestly, if it's not just the video of Joe Rogan's podcast, don't show me.
I actually, it's weird that you say that because
such you shouldn't a twist.
Because you shouldn't have said those things.
Actually, it is. Oh no, I can't share my screen. I'll show you. I just send you the image.
Okay.
So yeah, I wanted to see. It just makes me crazy when I see someone's birthdays on the 22nd or something.
Yeah.
Because then I don't know
Ronnie, it drives me crazy. I see someone born on the 22nd. I'm like, not today. God, I ain't passing this test. Get me out of here.
You know? Why is that?
Because they might be a cusp, Alice. Dang. All
right. Don't you get it, Alice?
I'm a bit of a cusp, is right? Is that? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm a cuck.
No.
Oh, that's what's up.
Wow.
That's what's up. You might. I have a house to sell you then. It comes with its own set of roommates, though. They're pretty cool.
Wait, what?
This is so weird to look at. Making? This is
like
a weird chart to look at.
The cucks always like come home. And this is like the porno version, but like the term cuck comes from porno.
Yeah, but you skipped over a whole. Yeah. No, I just think political.
No, but still, the tracking still works.
You were born.
Yes.
You were
born. I think my favorite thing about a good joke is if you can tell it's good if you have to justify it to your audience.
It's not my fault that you don't know the origins of cuck. Yeah. Now, shout out to all the Trekkies listening who are like, I knew where he was going.
Don't you fucking shout out.
What does your shirt say? Future. And then I can't see what.
Here, I'm going to stand up. It's a Klansman holding a baby and it says future police officer.
Amazing.
And the baby is in a Klansman uniform also.
Where's the clap soundboard when we need it? Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. Yeah.
Correct.
That's what we're talking about.
Hey, you guys, I know I might be in the minority. Not a fan of cops.
You're not?
Oh.
No.
We don't like the cops.
I kind of don't care, you know? Like what if I didn't care?
Here's the thing. I low key, and this is I'm being dead serious, would respect that. Like it's almost funnier now to be like, than it is to be aggressive on either side. Like if you're like, I just don't really care about any of it, I'd be like, that is a stance. I rock with you.
The last time.
So you like anyone? Sorry, your point is you like anyone who's like, this is my crazy alone stance, my strong stance.
No, I like people who like truly. It's as if they don't even know it's happening. We're just like, oh, like this Portland stuff, and they're like, huh? Yep. What do you mean Portland stuff? And you're like, oh, okay. See, like that's crazier to me than being like, I love Mike Cerno, whatever.
Right, because...
It's not crazier. It's actually not crazier. That's a weird thing to say.
I am that person. I'm usually like, what?
Yeah, but you care, Veronica.
Yeah, you care.
It's like you have... Okay. You have...
Yeah, sure.
Why are y'all... Yeah,
you just took that as a compliment in the funniest way. You were just like, you know what? Wow. Okay.
Okay, wait. Veronica, something just happened. I got to address it. I'm not one of these dudes. I'm not one of these dudes that holds my tongue. So, here we go. I'm one of the bad boys of podcasting.
No.
Yep. So check this out. Sweet Ronnie. You're crazy. You were sitting here, you were talking. Sorry, pardon Alice. She, you know, she's just cucking into the microphone. see? Still cool. Doing it. You were talking.
You smelled it.
And then but I mean I didn't smell it. I heard it. It was very loud.
Just okay. Wait.
So I'm just saying your thing does it. Anyway. So sweet Ronnie, you're talking to us, you're spitting facts. Alice is like, oh, I didn't know that. Like, I'm not political at all. You know, she wasn't on board with what was happening. And I was like, I get it. I read all the stuff, you know. And then you leaned back to what I thought was a wall, but apparently is just like a sheet. It rocked me because it looked like, I don't know, some weird, like, you were like falling into a parallel universe kind of thing.
Yeah. Doesn't it look
That's a high ceiling. Where are you? Yeah. What's your exact address?
Okay.
Wait, am I not supposed to say it?
Mm-mm. No. Okay, either
no, los stalkers.
No, right now.
Los stalking.
Mm-mm. Give me your exact address or your bank routing number. Those are the only two pieces.
You know what's crazy?
What?
My address and my routing number, same thing.
Oh my God.
My dad had to ask me.
I just tweeted it.
My dad had to ask me, like, what is estoquear? Like, you know, like.
Dads be like, what's.
¿Qué es estoquear? ¿Qué es ser estoquear? You know, like when you like obsess about someone and then you like follow them around.
Right. But also, it can also just be a nice guy who just needs to get a point across. It can be both things equally.
A stalker is just a nice guy who wants to take care of someone and they know how, and the person they want to take care of doesn't know.
And if, you know, every time you follow someone home and or steal their wallet and then be like, hey, I found your wallet. Can I return it?
Oh, and if it happens more than once, then I guess.
Then I don't want to be living in this country anymore.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I want to go somewhere else where that's not a problem, where that's not an issue.
Yes, that's right. All right, abrupt stop.
And that's why my VP candidate is. Who's a famous stalker? I always would say the Menendez brothers, but I'm just like, oh, they just killed their parents. Like, I always attribute more crimes to them that they actually
We had. Mostly know the names
I
of
want
the
to know about
that
the Menendez brothers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe your chart. I'm baffled by this.
What's so the last I was gonna say this before, but since you're looking at the chart, let me just go back to this before.
Brothers. Yeah.
The last protest I was at was 1979.
Oh, okay.
No, last Sunday, and somebody drove by the protest. Mm-hmm. And we get people driving by the protest yelling shit out all the time.
Yeah.
And this woman goes by and she's like yelling at us or whatever, like, fuck you. And then she goes, oh no, it was a guy. He goes, Black lives don't matter.
That's always like that. That
like,
one is.
Okay.
Because that one, it's weird because like the point that they're trying to make is like the all lives matter stuff. But then like that
they wanna
adding.
Be, yeah.
Right. They want to be seen, want to be heard. But then it's like the adding the don't. It's like it really changes the phrase in a way where you're like, oh, like Black people are roaches to you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's so.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. Because like even if I was the most hateful person on earth, like I'm from Georgia.
Second most.
Right. Yeah. I'm second most. But like for the sake of like. You know, I grew up in a pretty, like, Very southern place is what I'll say. So it wasn't the most tolerant in terms of different types of people. But like, I would never be like, those people, their lives don't matter. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, even my friends who are rednecks would be like, whoa, like, you can't say that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
so intense. Yeah. It's so a weird. Genocidal, like, statement of like the worst type of evil that the human race has ever witnessed.
But it's also, it's like you're in LA. Just driving around. Were you saying in LA? It.
Right. We were on Hillhurst. No, we were on Hyperion and motherfucking Rowena.
See, but that's Rowena. The great fallacy, right? Is that everyone, no, everyone thinks that, you know, we're in like this dope little liberal town. And it's like, none of it's true. The entire city is still segregated.
It's not true. It's crazy.
The wealth, the inequality of wealth here is... I think like the third highest in the world or something. You know what I mean? And like, sadly, like this, so much like of that Dubai. Is race based. Yeah, no, truly. Yeah, that's right. It's like right next to the Century City Mall is like a guy eating a dead dog.
Right. And he's been there for
it's all a
months,
front.
Right next to Italy.
The way I saw LA when I first moved here, I was like, oh, this is the entire city looks like the back of an amusement park. Like where you, where the dumpsters
that's a really
are.
Good,
you know,
that's a really good way of talking about it.
It just, it all felt like
it's
just
totally,
just behind that wall. It looks so magical. And then where I'm at, it just smells like rotten oranges. So
okay, but hold on, just
just
before we go deeper into this, like everyone knows that even a rotting citrus is a scent neutralizer. So it feels like. Pick a different thing.
I'm
come
really
back.
Glad that you brought that
like,
up.
Like, not inside a... But why do all dumpsters smell like rotting oranges, in
they
a way?
Don't. In a way? No, they don't. They smell like diapers and, like, old ground beef. Mm. And if you're confusing that with oranges, then you, my friend, need to go to a doctor.
Damn.
Maybe you should stop looking at that astrological chart.
I don't know.
Wait, maybe you should stop. Okay, here we go. Here's the burn. Maybe you should stop looking at that astrological birth chart.
Okay.
And maybe look at your medical chart, dog.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, all right. There seems to be laying it on
this
a little thick.
Crazy. Yeah, nah. Crazy.
This is the best day of my life.
Hey, everybody. This is the B-Man, old BW from the World Record Podcast. And I'm here to let you know that me and my co-host, the A-Train, a.k.a. Hershey Hellman, took over Office Hours live this week. We came into the studio. We made it our own. We wrecked the place. I stole one of Tim Heidecker's guitars. So check out Office Hours Live on your podcast app of your choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live this week and see what happens. Or go to worldrecordpodcast.com and you can watch the videos or join the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Enjoy the show.
It's showtime.
How are y'all? Does anyone ever ask how y'all are?
Yes, constantly. there is something about people saying that they are racist that in that way where like they just come out like this lady. I went to another protest and there was this lady like Heil Hitler, like, and they think they're doing it to piss us off. And I wonder about that because like they would say, oh, we're just saying that to get to them because we want to ruffle feathers. But it's like, well, if you want to ruffle my feathers and my feathers are saying that Black Lives Matter, why do you want to ruffle those feathers? Is it because you believe that those things that you just said are true? Because it's one and the same. And it's that whole white liberal, you know, like idea that there's like this, you know, we live in this place that's really like forward thinking or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's almost like on the Enterprise where it's like, yeah, we've overcome racism and sexism. It's like, we just don't let women do anything.
Right.
You know, it's like really, I enjoy living in a moment where people are like able to say, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I would really ask everybody to stop being shocked all the time, you know, but whatever.
Well, that's because that's the second part of what you're going to say had you continued. It's like the idea is almost just like, right, sweet Ronnie, I know you were about to say the same thing. So much
word
of
by
it
word.
Is just the encroaching of a lifestyle. Like everyone's liberal to a point, right? So everyone, you know, like even, and like I'm not here to come after them just because I just don't feel like having the argument anymore. But I was like a huge Elizabeth Warren supporter and like, you know, constantly arguing with the Bernie folks and like, you know, like Medicare for All and all that stuff is good and it's great. But I'm like, also, I'm looking at the people who are tweeting about this and talking about this. And I'm like, you guys are all very rich and you think that you're if you were truly supportive of this, you wouldn't be hoarding the wealth that you are. You know, if you were really about that action the entire time.
Yeah.
You
because
know?
If you're really anti, if you really want to bring on the revolution and you want to have a end to the federal government as we know it and all corporations dissembled immediately, like you kind of can't be having this argument with me on Facebook
right.
or on Instagram
because you're part of the, and that's the thing, it's just like, and that was my issue with it the entire time. And I was, anyway, I say all that to say, I was like, the only person who's ever really been about it in terms of like celebrity culture has been like Zach De La Rocha from like Rage Against the Machine. It's like, he just like gave it all up and then like lived in a cave with like mercenaries. I was like, all right, dope. But then he ran out of money and then he was like, okay, I'm back in the band. So like,
right.
Again, like you just kind of realize everyone's liberal to
I
a
also
point.
Supported Elizabeth Warren because I feel like the whole time she was like, look, nobody's going to do that.
Right. Exactly.
Every time they were like, we're going to defund and also replace everything with clouds of peace.
Yeah.
And she was like, no one wants, like, there's like most of government will not let you do that. Here's
right.
what we can do today.
I know.
And they were like, boo, snakes.
Yeah. Well,
which,
also
yeah.
just like, boobs are talking. Gross.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
that's all it came down to. Like, and because like, you know, whatever. It doesn't, I don't want to.
Yeah. And I actually personally think that it can't.
Oh wow!
No,
wow.
If I could just continue, I
yeah. Oh,
you know what?
Okay.
Forget it.
No. It feels like you have something really important to say, and I just wish
I do. You know
what's happening?
I've been thinking about it for a long time, and
it
Elizabeth
seems like
Warren,
give it to me.
She
more
has
epic.
A story.
Yeah.
She grew up a Republican, not knowing what. I really want to do like a Hamilton-esque.
Yeah. Is this music from Hamilton? I've never seen
all
it.
All of her brothers are Republicans now. She used to be one, and you'll see how this. I can't do it. I'm panicking right now. Fully.
I'm sweating for you.
Yeah, you can see. I'm not prepared. I'm not prepared for this moment, and so I'm just gonna end it. But maybe. Okay, I'm stopping it.
I mean, the fact that you even. Had to say out loud, I'm not prepared, is truly shocking. It's like, yeah, we know. I've never seen someone panic swallow so much than right now. Just so much like, okay, hold on. Gulp. Okay, wait. Gulp. Okay. Gulp.
If you look up panic in the dictionary, there's a video.
Was.
Like in Harry Potter, when there's like animated news stories, there's me being like, ah, in that moment.
And again, I haven't seen it, but that was your an attempt at a Hamilton-esque.
When I downloaded those sounds for the soundboard.
Uh-huh.
Okay. When I downloaded those sounds for the soundboard, I thought, There's going to be a moment when I talk about the career of an important politician. One that I admire. And yes, I will say admire, even though that word has been canceled already. Because today is a day in which I think that I can rap along to a Hamilton-esque sound. Because I'm talking about Elizabeth Warren. She means so much to me. Oh my God, am I going to do it? It's no panicking.
Me and Ronnie want you to know that it truly was like watching you speak next to a full orchestra. Like, it was just you talking and we could hear nothing.
It's just like a teacher being like.
But again, that teacher was at the Philharmonic.
at the pit.
The teacher was like literally, honey, I shrunk the teacher inside a trombone. Speaking of trombones,
yeah,
isn't that funny? Like, do you have memories of a teacher just trying to shut everyone up and just like seeing them at the top of the classroom, just being like,
yeah, I remember. So just like
just suffering and begging and pleading.
Well, I had a teacher who was trying it for so long. His name was Mr. Wilson. He kept trying to get us to calm down. And so, like, this was, like, in Fresno. And, like, just screaming. It was just a bunch of badass little, like, Mexican kids and black kids and just, like, trash white people. Because, like, we're all just in Fresno. Just, like, so broke and, like, covered in, like, dust and, like, Kool-Aid mustaches.
Wow. So I can smell it. I can smell it.
Do you guys not? That's like, yes. To me, that was like,
yeah,
that's how you could tell a poor white person. You're a like, oh, they, yep. Oh man, they ain't got no kind of juice bottle. Like, mm-hmm. They're just going raw lip. But I remember he tried shutting down the shutting up the class so much, and no one would like listen because like everyone's like, everyone had a family member in a gang, so they're just like, we're not listening to the teacher. And he finally just started crying. And he was just like, you guys don't respect me. And I was like, do you know how like broken you have to be as like an adult man that like a bunch of kids not listening to you like said you don't, like to kids you don't respect me. Like, it's different to a bunch of adults because it's like that there's an equality there. But like to kids, it's like kids don't respect anything but the grind.
Wow. Well said.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's because Yeah, no, that's exactly the case.
So, all right, y'all say it back to me.
Kids don't respect anything but the grind.
Right, but so you're going to say it the way I said it.
Alice. Okay. I want to know how you know our guest. I want to introduce the soundboard. I want to tell people who are listening.
What okay, they're great. Listening to.
Veronica just dialed the fuck in.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, I low-key
that's
don't like
all
that.
While I'm like reading about astrology.
You low-key don't like.
I low-key don't like that. When I'm a guest on a podcast with my girl Alice, I want it to be a train wreck. I want it to be a nightmare for everyone involved. Listeners at
little
home.
Little did he know.
For the co-host.
He had no choice.
Little did he know. This is
exactly
the
that. Yeah.
Narrator colon. He didn't have a choice. So
I like that voice.
It's I am just trying to not bump the table. So I know Yasser from comedy.
Yeah.
Right? We just know each other from comedy.
Well, okay. So we met like years and years and years ago, and then just like we just kind of like not fell
Where?
Out. We just didn't see each other as
at
much.
Fell out is funny. At
well,
a festival?
You know what I'm saying?
Where do we first meet? Bridgetown, maybe?
No, I never went to Bridgetown. I was never invited. I feel like at the Improv. Like, truly, I think we just did a show together at the Improv. I just thought she was like hella funny. And then
that must have been back when I was funny.
It might have been. I don't know. I gotta remember the timeline. But no, I just thought she was hella funny, and we like started talking, and we were friends, and then we didn't see each other for a while, and then we were going to the same gym. Mm-hmm. And I saw, saw Alice working out. And I was just like, you can't approach someone at the gym, but I know that's her. And then there was one time, this is, pardon me, so embarrassing. I was walking to the locker room. There's like a nice little bench cool down area, Sweet Ronnie.
It's so funny that there's a cool down area.
There's a cool down area.
Like you're on your way to the locker room and you're like, so pumped that you just gotta, you know what? Before I go into the area where people are urinating,
I'm gonna chill for a
I'm
sec.
I'm just like, whoo.
But I saw Alice in the like chill area, right, Sweet Ronnie? So I wave.
She look
a nice little, hey. Well, I mean, like, granted, for as much like weight as she was just lifting, surprisingly, she was stunning. So,
someone thinks I'm pretty.
Yeah,
a lot of people think you're pretty. I think you're pretty.
Jesus, thank you. You don't know how much I fucking needed that on a Friday.
So I waved at Alice, and she looked at me as if she had never seen me in my entire life.
But you had.
So, yes, we were friends. So I was like, huh, guess it's time to hit the showers. So,
did we not interact that day?
No. So then I emailed you separately, and I was like, I don't know if I'm tripping or not, but I think we go to the same gym. I'm almost positive this is you. Do you go to X gym? And you're like, oh yeah, but there you just didn't recognize me.
The gym's not easy because there's so few people that you can recognize inside gym clothes, because I've noticed that it took me like 3 months to recognize one of my friends, like a close friend, you know, and she just lost some weight. But it took me 3 months to like be like, oh. And then the only person I remember recognizing right off the bat was Phoebe Robinson, because she was wearing giant sunglasses. And it was
That's
who
crazy.
Is wearing giant sunglasses?
Yeah.
And then you have to look really closely at that person because they're wearing giant sunglasses. But everybody else, I've been like, I saw Ira Madison there. I didn't recognize him.
Yeah. He's there all the time. Or was there all the time. Let me say something.
It's like saying a dog. It's like seeing a teacher outside.
It's
of
not me. Because I recognized you instantly. But anyway, your friend that you didn't
you're just
recognize.
Like all hot guys look the same. That's what it is. Does this get me out of it?
No, not even close. Nice try though. I'm still gonna throw up from being nervous later from you saying that.
Secret nerd.
But
secret.
What I was gonna
say,
your friend who you didn't recognize, who had lost a little weight, what was their full name and how much weight did they lose?
Daisy lost like 30 pounds.
Oh, wait, you really said I was totally
kidding. Daisy Wall lost.
Oh
like
my God,
pounds.
Don't do that. I was totally kidding.
She did. She was after a breakup. Oh. And it didn't take me 3 months to recognize her, it took me 3 sightings.
Okay, but that's...
And I also wasn't like, we just walked past each other, you know what I mean? But like, over a course of many, but I'm saying I have a problem where I do at the gym not recognize people. So I will say that. And also, I have been lifting, you know, so when I'm on those roids.
Yeah.
You know,
I will say, and I mean this, and Ronnie, after this, please tell me how much you bench and just your weight and how old you are. But...
And my address too.
Oh, I have a fitness story about Veronica after you're done.
Okay.
I don't even have a fitness story about myself. This is crazy.
I do.
I will say, Alice, like it really comes. I know you are like Olympic level training, but when you see it in person, because I've seen videos on your Instagram or whatever, but when you see it in person, you're like, this feels like a feat of like human endurance and like it's so much crazier to see in real life. And like, granted, I told everyone you look stupid and like would post pictures on my story so they disappear and not tag you, but seeing it here's the thing, like, you know how sometimes people put like an emoji over the face of the person in the story to hide it? I actually would zoom in on your face when you were like,
zoom in on my sweaty pit. Swimming and then like my sweat stain and then up to my face.
Oh yeah, like slowly though. It was, people were like so grossed out and they just kept being like, Alice who? And I was like, Wetterland, here's her profile, but I wouldn't tag you. But I love to do that.
And they'd be like, does she have a special or something? And you go, yeah. No.
No, no, not her.
It is one of the biggest things about it, I think, is having an audience and doing it. Like, it's been so hard for me to work out at home because I'm like,
yeah,
what's the point? I can't impress anybody. But truly. Speaking of impressing people, Veronica plays tennis and I know that.
There we go, Veronica.
Denise, Veronica.
Just like
all the time.
No, just a little bit.
So
I'm good at it after a while.
And my boyfriend plays tennis like every fucking day. So he's at the courts all the time.
Yeah, he's a loser. Continue.
And he runs into Veronica. And the last time he ran into her, he tells me about it. And he's like, oh, I saw Veronica again. And he goes, she's really good at tennis. And I was like, she's what? You know, like, you're in huge trouble.
Yeah. I was going to say, there's no way he said it the way you said it. Because you added sexual connotation. Like, she's really good at tennis. Like, he's like, oh, she's good at tennis. And you're
He did say it like,
I'm going to chop he your was like, ding dong off.
He was like, she's really good at tennis.
Because both his feet were like tied in one rope and he was just trying to keep balance. It's just an unrelated situation.
Yeah. Oh, Veronica.
He is.
What?
Come
it's
on.
The truth.
Come He's on. Obsessed with tennis. And I don't play
him.
Tennis.
I'll beat him. I've never played in my life.
I actually would like for him to let me know when he's going to come play so I can like.
Yeah, invite him. I'll be
they
there.
They need a fourth.
I need to practice him. First. But I'm good because I'm left-handed, so automatically.
That's great.
I can't even do podcasts with other men because he just immediately.
No, that's not. Yeah,
them.
I'm truly. I'm just like, how strong are you, and how much money do you make? Those are the only two questions I talk to dudes on podcasts, and I'm like, anytime they say they can do anything, I'm like, I can cook too. I actually love making my own phyllo dough.
Yeah, Yasser leaves the Zoom, but without turning it off, and then he appears in the Zoom of the other guy.
Veronica, come on.
Okay.
He has never seen me play tennis, so I don't know where this is coming from.
I'm talking about her boyfriend. Or her boyfriend watching you play tennis. Oh, see, now that's what I want to talk about. Her boyfriend's never seen you play tennis, yet he's seen you play tennis. That is how you tell your father what a stalker is.
Okay. He has, because he said you were very good.
No.
He must have been watching. Okay, how could you know while playing tennis who's watching you?
Well, I'll say
that's
this.
A special skill.
Now it does feel like he said it sexually. I'm going back. Wow. That's what a weird way to end your relationship. Is that Veronica?
And I did leave him. And I'm glad that I did. So, Veronica, do you want to ask a question?
Okay.
Let me do a drum roll. Hold on. Sorry, go for it. Okay.
Have you ever watched Star Trek?
So am I allowed to like tell a longer story about this or should I just answer yes or no?
Yes.
Just kidding. Yeah, you can do it.
That's our yes.
Okay. So back in the day, like, whoever was babysitting, it was like usually my grandma, but sometimes it was an aunt or just like a loose person calling themselves a cousin that my mom had invited at our house.
Are you
a cousin?
I'm a mail carrier.
You're a cousin.
I know exactly what a loose person means.
Yeah.
This is so weird.
It's just
weird.
Like a person that your mom or your dad.
unoccupied acquaintance.
They're just like.
Yes. Just a person about town that your mom would just put in the car and be like, you're going to babysit the kids. So growing up, I want to say it was TBS, but I could be wrong. They used to just play episodes of Mama's Family, like, right into Star Trek The Next Generation. So I've weirdly probably seen every episode like 14 times and do not remember a thing about them, which is such a bummer, because when I just watched this one that y'all had me watch, I was like, oh yeah, I loved this. And, you know, I'm sure we're all going to get doxxed or whatever, but like, I was like, this is just as a show, this is a nerdy comparison to make, and I'm sorry, but I'm a huge comic book guy. Almost was like a comic book illustrator as like a career. So I'm like still in it. But the one thing that like the comic book companies always kind of broke down as is like DC, which has Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. They always had the better, more immersive stories, but Marvel always had the more interesting characters. They have their Storms, your Wolverines, your Spider-Man, so on and so forth. So that's how I feel about Star Trek versus Star Wars. Star Trek has the better stories by far, but Star Wars just has five essentially huge characters. So it
blew my mind today.
Right? But doesn't that kind of feel that way? Because it's like it's the Star Wars story is nothing. It's like, okay, he's the dad. All right. You know what I mean? But like just watching this one episode of Star Trek, I was just like, oh, they're like, they haven't just like, I mean, every sci-fi entity has built a mythology, but this one has like familial aspects, it has religious aspects, it has like, it's so layered beyond like, because even Star Wars has that stuff, but it's all very surface. It's like, yes, the Force, you know what I mean? Like all that stuff, but like,
yes, the Force.
Yeah. The brother, the sister.
May the Force be with you. Go.
Yeah. Hey, how, make sure the Force is today.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Take some Force with you.
Okay. Do you have an umbrella? All right, remember the Force. It's
and
by
it's
the door.
Always, it's like we always say the Force.
I left my Force today.
Oh,
you can borrow mine, but just.
Yeah, it's like we always say, if you don't have some Force, I'd be willing to split mine with you.
You don't have your Force? Let's go Force.
Of course, you got to have
course,
your Force.
The Force.
And that's par for the course. Is
I got
hanging
my
with
force,
the force
in my Porsche. And
that would be the banger of the summer.
I need to pee.
Hi.
No. Bring the mic with you and then do it.
We're going to go on a 5-minute bathroom break and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the podcast.
I was getting smart. I was finally sound and smart.
Well, you better go poop it out.
But I don't have to. Okay.
This could be where we put the little ads. Let me just clear my throat here.
I'm ready.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, wow. I wanna shoot, baby. That's how I clear my throat. Anytime I'm just like, oh, I've got something in my throat. I wanna shoot, baby.
Every time I sneeze, I'm like, ha-choo-hoo, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like,
that's really sweet. I would love to just toss some pepper in your nose and just hear you sneeze all day.
Running a space. Uh-huh. I know you're reading something, but it does look like you're reacting.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
Just like,
oh, that's what's been going on. I was like, look, I know I'm bombing, but like, you can't be that. You can't be
sorry.
That
she's
silent.
Looking at the, Veronica likes to go deep and look into the miscellany and the like interesting stuff about the episode, so that we can. While we watch, have some factoids.
Gotcha.
What number episode is this?
69.
Grow up.
We did watch an episode. Mm-hmm. And what an episode.
Episode.
And I'm glad you have some familiarity. Man, yeah. That Star Wars, Star Trek. That was probably... That's one of the best observations we've had from a guest. I mean, it's totally true. Besides Picard, who is a great character because of the actor.
Right.
the characters are kind of lame. Like, they're not like,
right.
It's an ensemble that works well together, but they have chemistry naturally. And I think it's to credit the actors with that, but right. there's nothing like, but Star Wars has like archetypical,
right.
You know, what's his name? Joseph Conrad.
Yeah.
Whatever that guy
no,
is.
It's are you talking about
the heroes?
Yeah, Power Journey. Of Myth. Yeah, Heroes of Thousand Faces. Joseph Campbell.
Joseph Campbell.
That's so funny that you said this other random thing.
Who? Me?
You.
What other random thing? I said so many random things that I don't even know which thing you're referring to.
Joseph Conrad?
Yeah, I know.
Your classic Joseph Conrad.
No, but that world. Joseph Conrad is a writer, right? That is not good.
But is Joseph Conrad, that's not Heart of Darkness, is it?
Let's see.
Let's look Google Joseph
Conrad. Somebody Google. I don't want to Google. I want
I'm always Googling.
On
I'm only always.
Veronica, what did Veronica, Joseph Conrad write?
Joseph Conrad was a Polish-British writer regarded as one of the greatest novelists read in the English language. Though he did not speak English fluently until his 20s, he was a master prose stylist who brought a non-English sensibility into English literature. That's me. This is me. Okay, yeah, cool.
All right.
What did he write?
Heart of Darkness.
I was right.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. The Secret Agent. Nostromo.
Yeah. I used to work at a used bookstore, so I still weirdly kept a lot of that knowledge.
Got it.
It's cool that
it wasn't wasted on you, you know?
Nah. It's cool when people had other jobs besides entertainment and other career aspirations.
Oh, are you kidding me? I mean it sincerely. Like,
I mean, it's cool when most people do it. Yours were lame.
Mine was lame?
No, it's yours were amazing.
That's cool that you started with a compliment, and then as I was going into it, you decided to
Why would you start with a compliment and then go, no, I mean other people.
Yeah, that's cool.
Veronica, too. Yeah, we all did.
Wait, Veronica, what was your thing?
What thing?
Your other
you
career.
You were a clown.
Yeah, I'm a clown. Yes. I've done every job under the sun.
Yeah, me too. I've never clowned, though. Is it hard?
So this is your first time?
Mm-hmm. It's just very vulnerable.
I need that soundboard back.
Oh, God.
It's very vulnerable because you have to kind of be really in the moment. Like, right. For real.
Yeah.
In a very, like, you just, like... need to be present and then very open to whatever, and then that's kind of what you follow and
right.
That's
you can't like in the middle of it you can't just be like, what am I doing? Because no. that's what I would do. Like five no. minutes in, I'd be like, what am I doing? I'm sorry. That's crazy. That's what I would say. I would say that after every like trick or whatever. I'm like, that's
oh,
crazy.
Some tricks.
Not, and then that would be amazing if you fucking were a mime, did a whole completely committed to the bit, dressed up as a mime, went out, started miming and did the whole thing, got really good at it, and then in the middle of your thing a bunch of people gather around and then you're just like, you know what,
this ain't like my thing. This ain't really like, I know y'all rock with mimes, like you're watching me, but like I'm a player, baby. That's how I would end it. I would end by saying, you know what? I'm a player, baby. I can't do this. And then everyone was like, so wait, that mime started talking to say that he's a player. Anyway.
I know y'all rock with mimes.
Yeah, I know y'all rock with mimes because y'all are here watching your
and
boy.
And then
have a lady,
have your girlfriend, actually, your girlfriend would be perfect for this, it planted in the audience that was like, all right. And then you walk away arm in arm with her. Everybody's like, what?
Yeah. And she'd be like, because I had to do a whole thing. She'd be like, oh, what's your name? Like, oh, my name is Sprinkles. And she'd be like, oh, all right. That's what's up. And then also, she doesn't talk like that. I don't know why. Anyway. So what's your most vulnerable clown moment? Is it when you read Ronan Farrow's Catch and Kill to a group of children?
Wow.
That's pretty vulnerable.
I just like, I don't know how you knew that. The most vulnerable, no, it wasn't that. That's top five maybe, but the, no, I think it, well, you know, like I did a lot of clown in street circus, like it, just like in public squares and stuff like that. And so it's like people are just walking down in the town square doing their actual lives and you're just like a fucking clown.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, cool. And a lot of people are like, please, please don't.
Make love to me. Oh, sorry. Sorry. You please, said the other thing. I thought they were going to say the come. Make love to me thing.
No. So they were like, that's always been hard. And then, no, but it doesn't stay that vulnerable because once you are like in the moment, you're just interacting. It's kind of like, what do you call that? Crowd work a little bit. Yeah. Where you have to, you need to really be present into what's going on and react immediately to anything anyone is doing and just let it out. But the good thing about clown is you don't have to use your words as much. You can just, whatever that person made you feel or you're like trying to get across is it's like, it's more physical if you want. So I don't know. That's a, it's a fun version of crowd work. But sometimes people get difficult. They want to be the clowns themselves, you know, that your classic, like interacting with audience
that is
stuff. But you know, yeah, as a clown, it's hard. And then I like picking couples and kind of like, joining forces with her while also fully flirting with the guy. And it was always risky and it always paid off somehow. I was like,
with threesomes.
Yeah.
It paid off every time with a threesome. It
did. I would like,
the only
money
like, this bank takes.
fully be on her team, but also just being like, talking to the guy. And it just, I don't know. It was that was risky. It was fun.
Yeah, proposing threesomes as a clown. It sounds hard.
Yeah,
but it worked for me. I have that kind of even. I have that kind of charm where I can both. I'll be really good at like slamming someone down and then immediately like mending it with them. And that balance of those two things. I could sustain it for a very long time and it always worked. It was nice, but also very vulnerable. And then clowning in hospitals, that was hard. Cause you know, sometimes you're playing with a kid and you turn and the parents, they're like fucking hate everything. And then, or sometimes like,
well, yeah,
I don't
they're
know.
In a hospital.
Yeah. It's really hard. Or sometimes I like
parents at their dying child's bedside are like grumps.
They're not that.
Hey, parents, stop rolling your eyes. I know your kid has a rare blood disorder, but chill.
Oh my God. They'd be more on board than the kids, and that was also awkward. That's even more awkward because the parents are like trying to.
Yeah.
And then no, yeah, but
the kids are like on a skateboard.
Mostly it was me just like. The hospital was just me trying not to cry. So you have to like, and then I did clowning in mental institutions and I got groped a lot and like taken to rooms, just like three people who are literally have some kind of mental, disability and they're there for a reason. And they're all like, come here, come to the room with me. And you're like, how can I just navigating those situations?
How can
hard.
I turn this into a threesome?
How can I do the thing I do?
Yeah, at the other part.
Like
is.
How
yeah.
do I get that check?
How can
so,
I?
So, this has been fascinating. I do want to get to the episode, and I have no segues.
Okay, let's do it.
To me.
I want to read about it.
You read about it. There is
Starship Mine. Star Trek episode 6, season 18.
Season 18.
Yeah.
No, the other way around.
Episode 18. I checked
six.
It in my
season
head after
six.
I said it.
It weirdly is called Starship Mime, and it's about clowning.
S- So
everyone.
It was...
So we weren't off topic for 25 minutes. We were
so
talking.
It says
that's correct.
On an evacuated USS Enterprise D, Picard plays a deadly game of cat and mouse with terrorists who want to steal explosive toxic waste from the warp core as lethal beam sweeps the ship.
Mm-hmm. But first, we have a seriously dumb B plot about Data learning how to small do small talk. Talk. So the first clip that I have is that, I think.
Wait. Yeah. Yes. Yes, sir.
Veronica.
I'm trying to say yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But you watched D&D previously. You're familiar with the characters.
Yes.
Who's your favorite?
So, okay. One weird thing did happen.
Okay.
Or two weird things. One, I want to call her Hawk, but what's her real name? The brunette woman.
Troy.
Literally until this afternoon, I thought that was Marissa Tomei. So that was the first thing that happened. And I was like, huh, all right. Number two, never knew Worf had a ponytail. Which really changes the character in a big way for me.
He got it recently.
That's a recent ponytail? Okay.
He has not like lived out his character as Ponytail Man the whole time.
So that's
had a bob.
Okay, that's what I thought. Because what's weirder, and maybe it's a Star Trek lore thing, but it's like so crazy because you know the hair is fake. To be like, and this season, our boy is going to rock. It's like, no one at home was demanding Worf have a ponytail.
There is a strange militaristic aspect of the Federation where people have to have different hairstyles than they're naturally accustomed to. So Klingons love to have their hair just free and natural. And Worf has to have this like relaxed coif. The whole time.
Yeah.
And then they turn it into a ponytail, which is maybe a more masculine version of like a military Klingon look.
Look, even in a like gender fluid, non-binary world, like just a ponytail on an alien feels like a bad decision.
He looks like a judo teacher.
Right.
Okay, I want to ask you guys.
Yeah.
What are the highlights to you about this episode?
The highlights were, okay, here's another stupid thing, and then I'll go into other stuff. One was that I forgot that, like, Patrick Stewart can walk because I was so used to seeing him in X-Men movies.
Oh, my God.
So when he started running, I was like,
so
whoa!
Funny.
I was like, oh, yeah, he's an actor who acts like he can't walk. So that was number one. I don't know if I'm supposed to be giving away plot points, but I just love this like whole like D plot of like him getting a saddle to ride alien horses. It's so crazy.
It's so good.
Then it's not just that data. I mean, again, it's a pronunciation thing. Data's whole, like, I'm going to pretend to be an annoying guy thing. Like, it just feels like robots would know, no matter how android or cyborg they are, pick up on social cues. Like, he knows enough. They know enough to pick up on social cues of everything else. The fact that he didn't pick up that everyone hated Hutchinson was, I believe, his name. And was just like, oh, that guy's, I'm going to talk like that guy. Just seemed very crazy.
Maybe it's because of this first scene. So the first clip I pulled is the conversation in the elevator with Data that Picard has, where he's trying to talk to him in small talk.
Captain? Bridge? It has been quite a day, has it not?
Yes, it has.
He's so done.
However, a change of routine is often invigorating and can be a welcome diversion after a long assignment.
Exactly.
I understand that Arcaria has some very interesting weather patterns.
Mr. Data, are you all right?
Yes, sir. I am attempting to fill a silent moment with non-relevant conversation.
Small talk.
Yes, sir. I have found that humans often use small talk during awkward moments. Therefore, I have written a new subroutine for that purpose. How did I do?
Perhaps it was a little too non-relevant. But if you really are interested in small talk, then you should keep your eye on Commander Hutchinson at the reception this afternoon. He's a master.
Thank you, sir. I will.
This, to me, is the craziest part of this whole episode. The most, yes. Like, why, if Data is trying to learn a skill that is important to Data and you love Data, would you be like, check out the way this person does it? He's amazing. Yeah, no irony in your voice whatsoever.
And then also, like, spend the first 10 minutes of the episode being like, I don't want to go to this thing with this guy.
Everybody on the ship is like, please don't.
I will say they did a thing that, like, especially during BLM times right now.
That we're living in.
They did a thing where Worf is like, I don't want to go. And Picard's like, all right, you got it. And then LaForge immediately is like, I don't want to go. And I was like, y'all just can't have every nigga in the show, like, back to back and be like, I don't want to go. No, we get, like, I was just like, put a spacer in between them. Like, it just started looking bad. So that, and it also, like,
a black ensign we've never seen before.
Yeah, like, it's just like, I gotta go. Come on, man. Come on, Picard. Come on, man. Don't do me like that, man. Don't make me go to Hutchinson's thing, man. Also with just like normal fruit and stuff, but I digress. I say another thing about that scene is I hate that they felt like they needed to find Data something to do in the episode. Like, it was just so, like, as you're watching it, you're like, God, please. He's, like, the smartest robot in the universe, and you're having him, like, he hasn't learned small talk? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's the crux of Data, and that's also proves your point about the poor character writing of this show, is that, like, they have this obsession with making Data this, like, really want to be a human being. And instead of exploring, like, really what that means, they just make it so that every episode he's, like, attached to a new, you know, a new human proclivity or a new human, like, idiosyncrasy that he wants to emulate to be more human. And it's like,
it's what's like, next? Nah, man, niggas don't do that, bro.
That's why his friendship with, I think the best character writing that they do is that, or maybe it's just honestly LeVar Burton doing this justice, but like the way that Geordi talks to Data is my favorite part about like any interaction, because he's just like, he has no tolerance for Data's androidiness.
Right.
Every time Data's like, I don't.
Yeah, here's them.
It's just like, Data.
Yeah. Because I mean, because that's true, right? Like, if this podcast were being run by a super intelligent artificial being and it was like, oh, I can't compute, it'd be like, you can't compute that. Like, you're doing all this other stuff.
Anna.
But anyway, Anna, look, Anna just hopped into the chat and said, I mean, ... And like, look, I get where you're going with it, but you ain't Data. All right. I love you. You're a genius, but you ain't Data. Now,
how do we know?
We might not know. That would be so crazy if she just hopped into the Zoom and then just like ripped half her face off and she was just like a robot. I'd be like, yo, that's
if I didn't turn off my soundboard, she was about to.
Yeah. So I also like, thank you, Alice, for speaking the way that I understand. Veronica, don't talk down to me in English. You speak Spanish to me like an adult. I know.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
See, you're still speaking English
to me. Perdona.
Yeah.
Perdón.
Ugh, yeah. That's I say that to everybody.
How much Spanish do you know?
Spanish.
Poquito.
Okay.
Cute. The cutest amount.
Yeah. I will say this. I used to work, if we're talking about bad jobs, I was a server and a server's assistant and like a food runner and all that stuff. And there was like a bunch of Latino dudes in the kitchen, and like one ran like the dishwashing station. His name was Paloma. And he was like, "Hey, friend, I'm gonna call you Mayate." And I was just like, "What's that mean?" He was like, "Real cool dude." And I was like, "All right, no doubt." And he's just like, "So anytime someone asks you your name, especially the homies who speak Spanish, tell them your name is Mayate." And I was like, "All right, cool." So like, I would just like, especially like when I moved to LA, I would like meet cholos and stuff. I'm like, "Hey, man, you can just call me Mayate." And they're like, "What?" And so finally, I like said it to one of my friends who speaks Spanish, and like he was like, "You know, it's like a very casual way of calling yourself like an ugly black bug." And I was like, "Oh, that feels like a long con."
That you super walked into.
That he didn't even get to enjoy the payoff.
He did, but that's why it's brilliant, because he was like, "This will go for years." He said it with such confidence, like he knew it was gonna take me like a decade. You hate when people do stuff like that?
I love when people
do stuff. Oh, I was like, it's so like funny.
It's
yeah,
like the subway vandals. They're there to make us all laugh. Like everyone who like Sharpie's a black tooth. I'm like,
that's great. You
you're
know?
Doing the Lord's you're doing the Lord's work, because you don't even get to see everyone enjoying it.
Well, it's also like, or I don't know if you guys remember, like, again, like with cousins or like weirdos coming to town, like in the summer, remember how like one of your homies or one of your friends or home girls or home people would just have like a cousin come from out of town just for the summer, and they would just tell you a bunch of lies, and then they would just bounce like 3 weeks later, and they would be like, "Yeah, in my town," like it was like how everyone got that rumor that like Marilyn Manson took out his ribs to give himself head. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they would just like show up with these weird, like little, like truth, quote unquote truth bombs, and then just bounce. And it's whether they made them up or thought they were true,
it didn't matter.
It's so funny to just do that. Like, we can't do that because of the internet now, but like it would be so funny to just like go to like a small town that like doesn't have computers and be like, "Yo, like out there, like dogs be talking."
Those little Pomeranians, the reason everybody has those is they can talk, dude.
They can talk. Like, they don't like cameras, so they don't be talking on camera. But, bro, you get a Pomeranian home, they be like, "Yo, what's up? Yo, take me outside, dog." They call you dog.
They still want dog things.
Yeah, yeah. Man, you better feed me.
Yo, wet food, dude.
Hey, man, come on. Mix the kibble in. You know I need some crunch. So anyway, stuff like that is why people tuned into this episode with me.
Absolutely. And we're way over time. And we haven't covered any of the clips, but I like that. And I think we're bringing something really good.
Yeah.
If there was a movie of the last 40 years that you would say people were comparing this episode to, what do you think it was?
Oh, that's a very interesting question. So a movie of the last 40 years, which what takes us to only 1980. God, that's weird. So from 1980 until today, compare it to this episode. I weirdly, this is going to sound very pretentious, but it's weirdly like a Robert Altman movie, in the sense that they're like, there's so many things happening, and some are very serious and some are very goofy. So I don't want to say like Shortcuts or, you know, Nashville, but like I do weirdly feel like it's, because like you have the whole, like we didn't even get into it, but like Picard's like rodeo on the Enterprise by himself. By the way, first person he kills, black dude. Again, just feels like now's not the time for me to be watching BLM stuff times. Like that. BLM times. But
they should have edited it.
Or you should have, you know, hit your boy with a warning. But you didn't. You let me see another beautiful black brother die in space. But he died. You know what I'm saying? No. Like, here's the thing. Like, yes, but like,
no.
Yeah.
Who did die? In this episode.
Oh, the woman died, right?
And also Sarklar, or whatever his name is. The bumpy...
Oh, yeah,
the other
right.
two alien dudes, which are, you
well,
know,
I'll read it
the
first,
true minorities, right? Of this.
It says, after he shot Hutchinson, it's not seen or mentioned again. However, a following scene pans across a purple fabric that's covering a humanoid body, indicating he was killed.
Oh, that's so, right.
And then died. And then the movie, people were, it says, like, although the episode is often compared to Die Hard.
Oh, I get that's wow. interesting. Yeah.
Morgan Gendel, who I think wrote it, denies the connection. I'm not going to talk about it as Die Hard. That's somebody so else's work. It's an idea we've seen countless times.
That's I'm hilarious. Not going to talk about it. Don't
that's
even
so
ask
funny.
Me.
Funny, like people are outside his house.
Yeah. Don't ask me about Starship Mine because it's not
to live
Die
my
Hard.
Life.
Okay, honestly, you're scaring my wife. You guys have been here all day and all night. Asking about Starship Mine. It's not Die Hard. I've got a gun in the house.
I'm taking the kids to my mom's house until
no,
this dies down.
No, Cheryl, I told you. This is the last day. This is the last day it's even going to be a thing. If not, I'm ready to blast all the reporters outside asking if Starship Mine is in fact a ripoff of Die Hard.
Sir, is it a ripoff of Die Hard?
I told you that it's not. It's an original idea that we've seen countless times.
See, it's insane because it's like if your work is compared to Die Hard, which is one of the most like popular movies of this century or whatever, yeah. like you wouldn't be like, I'm not going to talk about it. You'd be like, wow, that's cool. Like,
oh,
I'm not.
Wow. Yeah, you just kind of go like, oh, I didn't think of it that way, but all right. But like.
That's a high to a compliment that
put
I.
Put it on the record. I'm not going to talk about it.
Weird fun fact. The crossbow scene in the episode was rented for 5 days from the Pony Express Sports Shop, and it costed $125.
And how many threesomes is that? Okay. I really want to watch the next... I want to watch the next small talk scene because it's
You're
when they start...
You're obsessed with this threesome thing.
You're the one who brought it up, Veronica. Me and Alice were literally talking about the Bible. And then you were like, oh, when I was a clown, this
and
is
I
what
like
I did.
And I like that passage as well.
Yeah.
When I was, I didn't say the word threesome. Sorry, guys.
You fake, did. You actually news. Said it. No, no, it's not fake
you
news.
You said it. Yeah, sir. Okay, this
okay, let's do it.
Scene.
All those glasses. I'd be like.
So many glasses.
I hope there's not an earthquake.
Oh, my God.
Oh, how are you anyway? Very well, thank you.
Oh,
it is very good to see you both again. Beverly, may I call you Beverly?
This is so annoying.
Beverly, have you noticed that the mean temperature
if
here on Darkaria is
he's doing an impression
higher
of him,
than normal for human
and
comfort
they're
levels?
Into it.
Right.
I have found that humans prefer a body temperature of 21 degrees Celsius in order to operate most efficiently. However, there are several cultures who actually prefer that their body temperature is identical to the temperature of the room in which they are standing. The Shellyak, for example.
I am telling you, you have never seen anything like this. There were thousands of these creatures. The whole northern sky turned dark.
Geordi, Deanna, I don't think you have met our host. This is Lieutenant Commander Geordi LaForge.
Hello.
Counselor Deanna Troi.
Hello.
This is Commander Hutchinson.
Oh, please call me Hutch.
Hello.
I was just telling your captain here about some of the more fascinating sights here in Arcaria. Either of you interested in ornithology? The mating habits of the Arcarian horned fowl are quite interesting. If the weather were better, we could take horses to the southern promontory and visit the nesting ground.
Horses.
Yes, we have a network of trails through the plains. Unfortunately, it's not very pleasant right now. Cold, muddy, not a soul for kilometers.
Sounds perfect. Miss LaForge, how long before the Baryon sweep begins on the Enterprise?
About 25 minutes, sir.
Then I have enough time to go back to the ship and get my saddle.
Your saddle?
Saddle.
Yes, saddle is a very personal thing. It has to be broken in, used, cared for.
You keep a saddle on board the Enterprise?
Oh, yes, yes. I never know when I will have the opportunity to ride.
I see.
It's perfectly normal. You know, most serious riders do have their own saddles.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Well, if you will excuse me.
Ugh, what a scene.
Just because some Star Trek writer met an annoying like New York banker at a party the week before they were supposed to write their script and literally made an episode about it is like so crazy to me. Like the,
I know. It's
the, so they're in space. The civilization has evolved beyond not just humans, but humanoids. Every sort of living, you know, every sort of single cell to multi-layered organism, some that aren't even carbon-based, we're assuming, are now part of a universal federation or a galactic federation, right? But also they get annoyed with small talk. Like, it just feels like such a, like, that guy, the Hutchinson character, would not exist. That means that, like, he just comes from a long line of balding men who are annoying at parties. And it's just impossible. It's impossible.
In the idea that a guy who's that annoying would still be bald when they have the technology to not be bald is crazy.
So what if, okay, this is... This episode went through a major restructuring at the last minute, and they didn't like the way it was going, and so they started, they did a page one rewrite. So the pages were coming about 10 a day, and also they didn't have the regular budget as many episodes, so they really were, like, doing magic with this one, because it was really hard to produce. I don't know why they didn't have the same budget. I think towards the end of the season they started like getting lower and
well
lower
I'd be
budgets.
Willing to bet it probably has to do with the fact that they had probably filmed half of it, and then when they needed to redo it they were like, we're not going to give you more money, so they're essentially filming a whole episode at half the cost of what they would normally
yeah
do.
And whenever they do that they're like, turn out all the lights.
Yeah.
Every scene is in the dark.
Well, that was one of the one of the challenges they had was that, they didn't know how they were going to make it happen. They just.
I'm so glad they pulled through.
The low lights were hard for them.
Because here we are, you know. Yeah. The next scene I wanted to watch just because I love that he says he's a barber. I don't know. I just love this scene when he's like, when they're like, who are you? When Picard basically gets trapped on board the ship and he knows he's trapped. So he sees these fuckers fucking around with the ship and he comes up with a little identity.
Keep working. Where'd he come from?
Found him on deck 7.
Ugh, deck 7.
Who are you?
My name is Mott. I'm the barber.
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 What the hell are you doing here? Everyone was supposed to be evacuated to the surface.
Yes, I know. But I wanted to go riding, but I didn't have my saddle, so I went back to get it. Yes, that's right. It's on deck 7. I left it in the corridor, and then the power went out, and I got lost.
All right, shut up. Just shut up!
All right.
Any sign of DeBoer? No.
Like... Shut up. Like, okay.
There's also, and we didn't get a chance to talk about them, and I'm sure we're not going to be able to for too much longer. But one of the, whatever those beings are, the nose beings.
Yeah.
There's one redheaded bald guy who literally looks like skinny alien Louis C.K. And it made me laugh the entire episode. He looks just like him. Yeah, it really, each time he popped up, I was like, oh, that's. Like, they didn't know how funny this was going to be 20 years from this, but that's hilarious.
He has an overall deal. So the, to wear overalls all the time. So there's...
Yes!
My favorite thing about this is it's like Picard in this scene is like me in every improv scene I've ever been in where they're like, who are you? And I'm like, my name is Joms. Like, do you mean John? And I'm like, nope, Joms. My name's Joms. I can't ever come up with a name. He's like, I'm Matt. Mott.
Meep.
Like, oh, God. That is... Like, I would pay to just watch you and Patrick Stewart do improv while me and
I would pay to watch. I would pay lots of money to do improv with Patrick Stewart. But, you know, and the whole point would be threesome. So
okay,
we have
relax.
Really...
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Come on. I was gonna
Alice. Right
after this.
I'm going to say this is my favorite episode.
Who are you going to pray to?
Oh, Trump.
Oh, sorry. I don't know why I even
asked. Oh, sorry. At the beginning, I thought I referenced person. Him as my king, but that's who I'm going to.
Person, woman.
I see. Okay.
Man. Camera, TV.
It's just, if he were the leader of anywhere else, we would be laughing all the time. It's person, such a bummer.
Woman, man, camera, TV. It's not easy for everybody. Easy for me. It's like, so funny. That's not a test to show you're smart. It's a test to make sure that you're okay.
Yeah, I know. It would truly be like, he's like, yeah, there's this test that like, you know, I pass with like flying colors. You put your hand over a flame, and if you go, ow, that means like you're like crushing it and you're like a genius. But if you don't, they don't say ow. They just sit there. But I immediately
felt
it. When
you go to the doctor, they hit your knee, and if your leg moves, then that means you're extraordinary. If your leg doesn't move, then you're in trouble. But my leg moved right away.
It's really like, good.
I was going to say, yeah, like in a world of Trump impressions, like I'm like, all right, Alice.
That's what yeah, me too. I'm like, wow, thank there's you. Like a speech pattern that's definitely there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you're not doing that Alec Baldwin hand thing where it's just like, buddy, that ain't even the thing.
That's not it.
Hey, my dude, take it back to the drawing boards.
That ain't it. I do have a little bit of trivia just to wrap up the episode that I said I would do, and we're just gonna go a full speed. What do you call it? Round? Full blast.
Lightning.
We'll call it full blast. We have the power to go full blast. We're gonna go full blast. So let's see.
I love it, Alice. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, first question. I know Veronica knows the answers to these questions, so I'm gonna have them directed at Yasser. Now, I know you watched the episode, so this should be easy for you.
Yeah.
What is a baryon sweep?
What is it? It's like a deadly laser that was only killing organic things on board, from what I understood.
Very good.
Wow.
That's great. All right, moving on.
You're what if that was the end? You're like, all right, trivia over. I'd be like, oh, she's just asked one question and not introduced it that way.
Your next question, Yasser, does a serious rider need their own saddle?
Oh, this is, I'm so glad you asked. Because number one, as someone who thrashes on horses on the reg, one thing we all know is this if the homie shows up and he doesn't have his own saddle, it's like, you're not riding today, my man. So yes. Every real rider has their own saddle.
Amazing. Okay. And all right. This is the last question.
Yeah.
All right. This is for all the money, all the threesomes.
Okay.
What will the name Matt evolve to be in the future?
Oh, it will evolve to be Mott, M-O-T-T.
You did it. Woo! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Great job.
Come on, ask me so how hard. Those were all, like, so surface.
This is our first attempt at, your last secret question that you didn't know you were answering.
What do you think
was this a good trivia and you got it wrong?
What do you think they were drinking?
Oh, like,
wait. It's an opinion. Oh, okay. Trivia question.
It truly felt like a sangria to me. Okay. Because there was like so much fruit and stuff there. Yeah.
Because of all the fruit. That's such a logical answer. Yeah. That's such a logical. Okay. So, was Jordy, did Jordy have a semi when he was passed out?
I truly think my man just has a hog like that. So, I don't think it's a semi.
No, he was full on. Okay, that is.
No, it's one of the questions that I begged for. So,
you guys, this has been the best episode we've ever done, and we're gonna stop doing podcasts after this because everybody should.
And so now everyone can listen to me and Alice and sweet Veronica on the new. John Favreau podcast where we agree with him, and it's just called You Did It, Man, and we just go, uh-huh, tell him, John.
And There's also the new podcast coming out from Alien Skinny Louis C.K.
Oh, yeah.
So, a bunch of space whores. You
know, and then there's the new podcast from Veronica where she gives clown tips, but all of them are like
silent.
They're silent, but it's also like parents are a bummer in children's hospitals.
It's just so people
know. One of the tips she gave was grieving parents are annoying.
I want people to be aware of what they're getting into.
Oh my God. But Veronica, here's a question. What if someone's at home listening and they go like, damn, I was going to be a clown, but I ain't about to deal with those sad parents. Not today. Not me.
Well, I would say don't do it in hospitals.
Yeah, and also, like, no clowns want there to be more sharks in the tank.
Also,
yeah,
I'll say a lot of parents are just sad, so just know that.
Yeah, maybe this is for the people thinking they're going to be parents out there. Don't have kids.
Yeah, because you're going to bring that sadness on to Veronica. We can't have that. Mm-mm,
Bum out a clown.
Uh-uh. We want her to stay Veronica. We don't want her to become Pagliacci.
I am Pagliacci.
You know what they say? You trying to have kids? Don't bum out a clown.
Okay.
I wish it rhymed.
Yeah, no, but more my question is, who says that, Alice? Because you said it's like they say. So who are me and Veronica want to know? Who's the they?
It's like from the Midwest.
Oh yeah, but like where? Like there's specific. There's for sure a specific.
Oh, I'll be right there. The police are here.
Oh, are they? Oh, are they here for the protest where you joined them and take a knee with them?
They're here for the protest, yeah, where I it's a bunch of cops, strippers.
Oh.
Yeah, but we call ourselves clowns. I'm out of jokes. Clearly I just run out of jokes.
Veronica has literally been trying to leave for the past hour, so
Why don't we ask this of Yasser? Do you have anything that you would like to promote?
No.
Do you have anything you want to talk to anybody?
I have an annoying podcast. Unlike this one, which was very fun. I have a podcast with my brother called My Brother Sneaker. Talk about shoes, and then and then also, you know, our boys. I was trying to think of alt-right people to name, and I couldn't. And then I was just like, that's not funny.
Ben Shapiro, Stephen Miller.
Handsome Candace Owens. Beautiful.
Got that Chris Coons.
Yeah, beautiful Chris Coons. Jordan Peterson is a guest every single week.
Every single week?
But we still, he's not a permanent co-host. We just bring him on every single week. We got a special guest. We got Jordan Peterson.
That's a good bit.
Yeah, so y'all be on the lookout for that.
We will. And so your podcast is called My Brother's Sneaker, and you can listen to that on, I guess it's called the internet. And
that's what a lot of people have been calling it.
We're going to do a live Twitch show. I'm saying it. We're going to do a live one.
I'm excited about it.
I don't know how it's going to work, who's going to be there, but we want you to be there. And if you're a Patreon subscriber, that's right. You're getting in free. So come back for that. But also, check out My Brother's Sneaker podcast. And Yasser Lester, thank you for being here.
Nah.
No?
Nah,
man.
Not today.
All right. Wow.
This has been amazing.
Thank y'all for having me.
I went into a podcast not thinking I would do another. Ugh, Jesus Christ. It's horrible. Maybe it's like, the type
every
of,
time I'm around this.
It's so loud. I'm sorry. How about that? Is that better?
It just feels like if you just would have talked through it, you would have found something. But you just...
I panicked too
quickly. Exhale and sigh just immediately.
Can't do... Okay. Yeah. Let's go back to the other...
Wow. This is crazy.
Yeah. This is... Yo. Yeah. Yeah. I want to do small talk. I fail at... Fuck, why can't...
All the glasses in the room are making... Just keep going, you know?
Sangria in my glass. It's like a beaker filled with fruity juice. I'm lying down. I've got a semi. I don't know... Ugh. My visor hurts. My visor make you hurt? It's gonna... put a tachyon beam into your head, make you scream. That's right, we know just because you got a bumpy ass forehead, that means, you know, I can't. Man, I'm so angry.
Welcome to Real Time with Bill Maher. I'm your host, Bill Maher.
Welcome to Real Time with Bill Maher. I'm your host, Terry Garr. That's
is
right.
So
not
loud?
Bill Maher. It's Terry Garr. All right. All right, guys. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.